Ah, yes, the time warp. This group dance that was played at school proms and roller rinks across the country was one of the anthems in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Released in 1976 and based on the stage musical, this B-movie parody focuses on Brad Majors and Janet Weiss, two young, ordinary, healthy teenagers played by Barry Boswick and Susan Sarandon. They leave their home of Denton, Ohio one night and run into some trouble.
What was the bang?
It must have a blowout. Didn't we pass a castle back down the road a few miles?
I shall resign.
Maybe they have a telephone I could use.
I'm going with you. Besides, darling, the owner of that phone might be a beautiful woman and you might never come back again.
Well, the owner of that phone isn't a beautiful woman, but he is a sweet transvestite from Transsexual Transylvania and played by Tim Curry. A campy plot, a score of rocking songs, and suddenly midnight movie screenings start popping up across the country with diehard fans dressing in the roles, singing along, and dancing in the aisles. But Rocky Horror was more than just some performance art piece, because the audience was as vitally important to the evening's entertainment as the film itself. And yeah, I'd been a part of that magic. I'd held up my lighter during the song, There's a Light, and shot my water pistol when it was raining on the screen. I even performed the Barry Boswick role during screenings, and I say performed because none of the live cast ever actually acted during the film. We simply mimicked our characters' on-screen actions. And I did all of this at the Ken Cinema's weekly screenings of Rocky Horror in San Diego, where some motivated individual in our group had decided to reunite all of us after 10 years. I explained all of this to my current circle of friends who'd seen the movie, and they acknowledged that yes, okay, it would be a hoot to watch a group of 30 or 40-somethings jiggling around in their underwear and mimicking the motions of
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Brad!
Rocky!
And this would indeed promise hours of small talk for future dinner parties. But they couldn't fathom why on God's green earth I was so excited about spending a weekend in San Diego with the group of outcasts I'd hung out with back then. Well, these friends might have seen Rocky Horror, but I soon realized that they definitely didn't get it. After comparing notes with the same circle of friends, and I'm not exactly sure why this is, I realized that those of us at Rocky struggled with more than just the usual coming-of-age dilemmas that plagued everyone else. It was the early 80s, and some of us were exploring sexual freedoms that we never thought possible in our highly academic lives, because admittedly, most of us were nerds. And others were discovering personal philosophies for the first time, dealing with issues of sexuality, entertaining feminist theories, or investigating alternative religions like Wicca and discovering how that impacted their spirituality. These sort of radical journeys made many of us feel lost or alone, or the class freaks like everyone had condemned us to be. And nothing in our lives seemed to hold any stability. Nothing, that is, except for Rocky Horror. Because when you were in at Rocky, whether it be in the cast or as an audience member, you were suddenly more important than you could ever hope to achieve in the normal world. You knew what to yell and when to yell it at the screen. You knew the songs, the dances, the choreography, and you knew it in a world that the normal kids thought was different, alternative, even cutting edge in some cases. And suddenly, that made you a star. And it was this sense of belonging, of importance, of a ritualized normalcy amidst our everyday insanity that offered each of us a strength to match those internal struggles. You know, shortly after I left Rocky Horror behind, the term Generation X became that cute catchphrase of middle-aged journalists. And the title suggested that there was a lost group of young adults living in the world who'd realized that government was corrupt, religion didn't hold all the answers, and our parents were much more fallible than we'd ever suspected. The world was missing the heroes that one so desperately needed to grow up. Well, that may be so, but I found those heroes at Rocky Horror, because there was something quite heroic to those young men and women who were the geeks, the freaks, and the outcasts, who stood up and shined every time they cheered for their favorite crossdresser. We were defiant against a world that judged or labeled us, bravely building a community of fun and friendship and determined to create a second home for ourselves. That's such a valuable gift we were all granted, a gift that people who never got Rocky never got to experience. Sure, I admit that I was lost during those years in many ways, but at least I always knew how to find my way home. Fridays and Saturdays, midnight, Rocky Horror at the Ken Theater.